Mike Reed about the 74-75 basketball team and Coach Conrad. Dale Wiley Show and Knee Deep in Rubber. We'll be live. There we are. So here's my friend Mike Reed. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. I like that every time you see me. It is so funny because you put the glasses on, you go, there he is! It's like, let me put my glasses on, see if I can see. Oh, yeah, there you are.
Yes. Well, so let's start out by asking, who is James Batten Jr.?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But my answer sounded good.
It did.
I'm not sure I remember going down Grant Street throwing spraying water up in the air, but I did have a Trans Am with big tires. So right. So I probably did it, and I'm not sure, you know. I mean, I brought up his picture. We all change a lot, and
right.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And, you know, we also find out that there are things, because we need to point out that tomorrow we're going to have Rob Adams and Jadol Halapter on here, and Wednesday we're going to have Daryl Nelson, and so there are many visitors to come. And that's so fun to see how many people this thing is touching. I love that.
Yeah, it's, you know, if the gentleman that wrote today, if he's watching, or if he watches tonight, sorry, you got to give me a couple of clues there of who you are, since I ran it, you know, I talk to everybody. So it's, I've known 5 million people in my life. So it's the lady from T-Mobile called today, just wanting to make sure everything was going good with my phone service. And she was so sweet and good customer service. And we probably talked for 30, 40 minutes. I said, I'm sorry I'm talking so long. She goes, you know, if all my customers the rest of the day could just be like you, she goes, right. I'd have it made. That would be awesome. Yeah. Now, I wanted to tell you real quick, this has nothing to do with music, but I saw where all the guys in Crane, the different people, ball players in 74, 75, we were all, you know, a team. We did really well. We won tournaments and a lot of stuff under Coach Conrad. Coach Conrad, one time they decided to let him go, and we went to Springfield, and we bought a trophy for him saying, you'll always be our coach. Aww. We want you here. And this trophy was, we went all out. We bought about a 4 foot tall trophy or 4.5 foot. And we took it right to the school board meeting where they were getting ready to let him go. We walked in. They said, if your players want you here that bad, yeah, you're going to be here.
Wow.
And
well, why did they want to let him go?
Huh?
Why? Why would they want to let him go? I didn't know that.
Well, you know, who knows? I guess because we were a high school team and we should have won more games. I mean, it's high school. I mean, I don't really know why. It had to be somebody probably on the school board that didn't care for him, you know, that type of thing. But we fixed that real. I remember me and Steve Burcham went to Springfield and picked out the trophy. You know, he's like, well, what do you think of this one? You know, what do you think of this one? I said, what about that one? He goes, man, can we get that in the car? I go, yeah, we can get in the car. Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get it.
And so homecoming at Crane is this Friday.
Right.
And all the guys that I played ball with, the five starters, Jim Woolman, he's actually from Galena, but went to school at Crane. Steve Burcham, Bobby Eaton, Marty Lauer, Jimmy Hilton, all of us that played ball back in those days. And Jeff Kimes, he had written on there that, hey, I'd like to be there. I'll just be a bench warmer. How's that, since I didn't play? But I want to go to that if I can find out if those guys are all going, because I'll be hobbling in with crutches. I guess, did they change the gym or rebuild it? Or
They've got a new gym, but I will definitely text my friend Brian Harmon, who is the athletic director at Crane, to find out exactly what the plan is. I'll find all that out for you tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm going to be just, I don't think anybody's going to come to Branson and get me. I will just be driving down there, and I got to kind of be walking in. And I haven't seen any of these guys since I went to school. I don't think, yeah. I couldn't make our class reunions, and they'll probably all disown me, but it's...
they will not.
I think it'll be kind of cool, because the whole ball team from 1975 and 74 right. will all be... Everybody will be just sitting together there, and that's kind of cool.
Clearly.
Yeah, and... but I got to find out if those guys are all going to be... I mean, as much as I'd like to go, if maybe one of them's going to be there and that's it, I don't know if I'll make the trip to Crane or not. Probably will. That'd be my chance. But I have to go to the wound doctor on Friday. I got to see the doctor on Friday, and then I'd be going down there. And then I go to the Cape Fair, Eagles, Moose, Bear, Possum Lodge, whatever it is. I think it's Eagle.
Blizzard.
I don't know what it is. But anyway, and we do their little Halloween slash, no, not Halloween, Valentine's Day slash DJ slash karaoke party. Uh-huh. And man, that's me going to Crane and then Cape Fair two nights in a row on crutches.
Wow.
Oh, and Darren's going to go with me.
Okay.
Because he loves to do karaoke, so you know, he's like, oh, I'll go, I'll do some singing, and like, that's fine with me. So anyway, let's get on with it. Yeah, those guys are going to be here tomorrow.
Yes, they are. Jim and Bob and Jim. Yes, that's right. And then Wednesday is Dale Nelson, so we got two big days coming up. It's all fun.
Wednesday's the guy
who regularly talks.
Oh, the guy from Marionville.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's awesome because I remember him, but that'll be one of those things. I'll remember him a lot more when I see him and we talk.
Without a doubt.
I don't know. Hey, I grew up in the metropolis of Crane, and so I stayed quite busy, you know. I mean, it was
the Crane Hurley Elsie metropolis.
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time in Hurley. We used to play basketball there, and there would actually be bats in the gym flying around. Okay. And in their baseball field, there was no fence for like the outfield. It was just where people parked their cars.
Right.
And I remember we had a close game. We had a really good baseball team, and we had a real close game, and a guy hit one over one of our outfielders' heads, and the ball rolled under a car.
Yes.
And we were yelling at the umpire, stop the game, whoa! And they let the guy do the whole inside the park home run thing. And the only place to get a drink back in those days was in the creek right behind the little baseball field. So we were all drinking water at the creek, and Coach Conrad said, you guys will get sick, probably. we all got the
runs.
Time to go. Yeah, we all, yeah. But, I didn't spend a lot of time in Hurley.
Tell me about Coach Conrad. Tell me about him.
Coach Conrad, I feel, was kind of... he was in a situation that he could have been in a better situation, I think, or maybe a bigger school or something. Coaching knowledge, he was very good, and he was very when it came to the ball team and all that, he was very business. And, you did things right, or you were on the bench for a little while, you know. And I remember playing for first place in the league tournament at Galena. And he would just shake his head at all of us, like, oh gosh, what do I got here? Me and Bobby Eaton, four or five of us, we were all getting pumped up down in the dressing room, getting ready to come out and warm up. And we were pumped up, and we were jumping up and down. And me and Bobby, we said, back in those days, it wasn't your sock cap.
Right.
It was your, we turned it around. It was your cock sap. We're like, get your cock sap on. So we all had, we were all like a big fat Albert or something. We all had right. stocking caps pulled way down over our head, balls on them. And we took out on the court, and that's how we warmed up. You know, Coach Conrad was just like, and then his backup, or the assistant coach was Gary Deffenbaugh.
Okay.
Who was a really cool guy. I still talk to him some on the internet. And Mr. Butterfield.
Okay.
Did you know him?
No.
No, because you were so much younger.
Yes.
He was the business typing teacher, whatever, that type of thing. And we would get in his room and we would actually do stuff like pull the blinds down in that room because it was hooked onto the library. And we'd wrestle. He'd go, okay, y'all think you can take me down? We'd just all jump on him. We'd be down in the floor wrestling and doing stuff. He'd just laugh. And then he'd bring his guitar on the school bus and play music. And he wasn't an assistant coach or anything, but he felt like he was. And we had fun, man. It could be a movie. It's kind of like that movie they did, Hoosiers,
right,
in Indiana, only on steroids. We were the epitome of small town sports. I mean, we really were. You know, when we had baseball games, we all drove our cars to the other town.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's how we got there.
If you ever watch that movie about called Days of Confused, that coach is Coach Conrad. That just cracks me up because, you know, he was there during that time. And just I just love that coach. And I sure love Coach Conrad. I love that film. And it's just wonderful to think about all those memories.
Going down to Crane, I look forward to seeing Coach Conrad as much as anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he was always, there was a lot of times he tried to be really stern. But then he cracked that smile and start laughing, you know.
Everybody needs more Coach Conrad stories. Dale Wiley Show and Knee Deep in Rubber.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Oh God, Jubilee.
There you go.
To the Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.
More Crane memories, Knee Deep in Rubber.
And he'd be like, I remember I played in the jazz band or whatever, so we would have, at halftime, when everybody else was going in and sitting there so the coach could talk to him, I'm like, I'll be back. He's like, where are you going? I go, I got my trumpet. I'm going up on the stage. I got to do size up there in my ball uniform, trying to play a couple songs. Then I was back down there. And that's when, like I said, back in those days, we didn't have warm-ups like a lot of the schools, you know, to wear. Mm-hmm. And so my dad said, well, how come you guys don't have warm-ups? Coach Conrad said, well, the school just didn't budget for that, right. You know. My dad said, you pick them out. I'll take care of it. I'll get them, you know. And so he did it. And I remember my mom told me one time that the cheerleaders in the pep club had to come and tell Raymond Lauer and my dad, Ray Reed, that they need to go set somewhere else because they were trying to win the spirit trophy for the pep club and cheerleaders with the best spirit. And you had my dad and Marty Lauer's dad up there yelling, oh, you know, screw you refs and this and that, and just whatever, you know. And you knew they were there at the ball game. I mean, above everybody's voice, they were yelling and hollering. I mean, it got to where I think a lot of people came to see those guys just as much as the ball game.
Exactly.
And I had all my younger fans in high school, and they would all sit along the stage in those days while we were warming up, doing layups and all, and cheer me on. You know, I was just animated. I was one of their favorite guys, and that's what we did. I had a lot of fun with all the kids, and you know, like I told you, I was voted president of my class.
Yeah,
freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, and I think it's just I treated whoever was in my class that got the least attention from anybody, I treated them just the same as my buddies that played ball with me. And but that's always been me. I kind of been an underdog type person. I mean, I really have been, and I've done a lot of good things. I enjoyed talking to Steve the other day. He made a lot of sense. I haven't got to listen to the gentleman you told me to listen to yet.
Okay, well, you need to. But
is his name, first name, Bill?
Yes, it sure is.
Bill Winston.
Yes.
Haven't got to do that yet, but it's but today I started out the day with getting a call from a kidney doctor to make an appointment for my mom, because she don't ever answer her phone, you know. I wait for her to call her phone. And then I'm doing that, and I was waiting for my doctor to call, and then the T-Mobile lady called, and then this and this and this. And so I haven't done a whole lot. I was sitting in the living room talking to my mom. I said, see, Dale's going to be, yeah, I got to go to the bedroom. I'll see you in a little while. It's been a good day. It's Monday. I like I said, I'm just kind of scared on this foot thing, you know.
You're going to be fine on that. We talked about that already. And it's going to be fine. I'm telling you that. Just letting you know.
Okay. Well, if he says something that's a little off color, I'm telling him.
Well, you know, go ahead.
I'm going to say, do you know Dale Wiley? He said, he basically said, you're full of it because it's going to be okay. So right. I think if it was something bad, I would have been getting a phone call today or something.
Without doubt. It's good. It's going to be good. And that's what I'm saying. We got so much more stuff that I'm doing today, because not only are we having, which will be so fun because so many people listen and love Coach Conrad, then my new pastor, who's less than 25 years old, is coming on the air tonight at 8 o'clock and Colton Vaught at 10. So I'm having all kinds of things today.
Well, I need to find a Crane baseball cap. Because you've got one.
I'll get you one. That's a sure thing. I can do that for sure.
The athletic director, yeah. I just think they're cool. They're real basic. But,
no, they're really, back. The thing you've got to know about my friend Brian is he takes the details to the nth extent. He is always so fantastic. And you will love the caps that he does. Really,
well, I know the stuff. I know the caps had kind of the cursive C on the front of them. Back in my day, you only had one kind of letter you could get. It was that little box stencil thing. And boy, that was cool to go to a sporting goods store and they put it on the heat press thing and there's hat. And it's like, well, yeah. What I'm saying,
though, it's amazing how meticulous Brian is about all the details of his team. And he's been like that since he was a kid, because I'm just 1 year younger than him. He's always been like that.
Anyway, I thought it would be so cool if me and all the guys that played ball there,
right?
If we all had Crane caps to put on and wear, because we'll be sitting right there. That'd be so cool. But is the gym where it used to be?
In the vicinity, because there's a new building. It's totally, it's two new buildings, but it's in the same like footprint, but it's in a different place.
Jeez, I'll miss the game looking for the gym.
No, you won't.
Well, see, you didn't know it because you were a youngster. When I was a kid, this is what we did. And I was behind a lot of it.
I'm sure you were.
We went in the gymnasium. I got a bunch of the guys. Come on, let's go in the night before.
Okay.
The night before, the next day was, so it'd been Thursday night. Mr. Butterfield, he got the keys and let us in the door.
Right.
We down behind one goal. We made, it was a tennis shoe and a leg that went up to the gym shorts. Gym shorts were in the rafter. So the tennis shoe was actually about 8 or 10 foot long. Okay. And it was just a big, giant tennis shoe in the crane colors with a leg that went up with gym shorts. So that's something you don't see every day. And then behind the bleachers, we made, oh, it's like a 15-foot tall or 20-foot tall jock strap. And where the little label would say small, large, extra, whatever, we wrote, "We support the Pirates." Yeah. So they we were having, you know, the next day they were going to judge posters, and the right. teachers all got there, and they're like, "Who put these on the wall?" We don't know. And there was a couple others we made, but they were the highlight of the homecoming game. It's like, yeah. But memories.
Definitely.
But I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, pretty much all the guys I played ball with were all kind of in the same, well, age group and the
sure.
kind of, I think we're all, considering we're all getting pretty old, we're doing pretty good.
Right.
I can remember going to a Crane homecoming when other people like Joy Johnson, a bunch of the guys that went to school there a long time ago. And yeah, they definitely look like they went to school a long time ago. Of course, that could be the difference in me now. It's probably going to be people looking at us sitting over there going, man, those guys must have went to school here in the early ages. We had our pictures in the trophy case. It's probably still there. Me and Jim Willman and two other guys, we ran a relay race in track and won a trophy. And I can't look back and believe I ran track. And then I decided I was going to be a high jumper. And so I practiced. And Mark Barnett and some of my buddies were there when I was practicing. And one day I practiced and I practiced. It's one of those things that once you do it, it's no big deal. You can keep doing it. But I tried and I tried. I had the bar at 6 foot.
Okay.
That was my height. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I can do it. I can do it. All of a sudden, I did it. Didn't knock the bar off. Landed in the...
Oh, no.
And everybody's like, oh, my gosh. You just... It, back in those days in high school, you just high jumped 6 foot. You're height. So I told the coach. And the way we did track meets back in those days, we just did them because we were school and the conference, and it's just something to do, you know.
Right.
And the coach would go, he'd ask us all, okay, what do you want to do at the track meet? I said, I want to throw the shot put and the discus. I guess I could run a relay, and I want a high jump. He goes, high jump. And then the other guys were like, man, he cleared 6 foot like 10 times today. And, you know, I went there, and I did. My first time, I cleared it. And they said I got disqualified because I ran up, and I kind of turned and went off of 2 feet.
Right.
So, in other words, I didn't do the 1 foot up like they did it, which probably even made you go higher. I just ran up, and both feet, boing. So, it was I was like, all that work, and I got disqualified. So, yeah, but I wasn't a track guy. That's just a, yeah, that's, well, tomorrow's going to be fun.
Tomorrow and Wednesday is going to be fun, and everything that we're doing, just make sure that everybody knows that not only is there something at 8 o'clock tonight with Chelsea LaRue, who is the new pastor of the Presbyterian Church, and then 10 o'clock with Colin Vaught. So I'm having a very eventful day, shall we say.
8 and 10.
8 and 10. Hope you show up for both of them.
Man, that's late hours.
I think you'll be able to make it. But I just, once again, just love doing this. And I just think, let's get off the air, because what a wonderful show. Thank you. Knee Deep in Rubber.
Knee Deep in Rubber. Yeah, we didn't talk about much except me and
school. We talked about the important stuff, is what I think.
Yeah, the blues.
All right, Knee Deep in Rubber. See you tomorrow. Mike Reed is always interesting. Dale Wise Show and Knee Deep in Rubber.